Let's talk a little bit about the side effects and complications of aromatase inhibitors compared to tamoxifen, for example, in the ATTACC trial where, as you mentioned, they couldn't tell what they were taking, et cetera. What in general has been seen in terms of the aromatase inhibitor side effects and complications?
Well, the toxicities of the aromatase inhibitors are different than those of tamoxifen. The aromatase inhibitors do increase the risk of hot flashes, probably less so than does tamoxifen. The aromatase inhibitors do not appear to be associated with a meaningful increase in the risk of blood clots. So the deep vein thrombosis and blood clots elsewhere are very uncommon with the aromatase inhibitors and probably not increased over the woman's baseline risk of that happening. There does not appear to be any increased risk of cancer of the uterus with the aromatase inhibitors. The protective effects on the bone that are experienced with tamoxifen are not seen with the aromatase inhibitors. And actually, there is substantial evidence that there is loss of calcium from bone in women who take the aromatase inhibitors, and so an increased risk of osteoporosis, increased risk of bone fracture that's seen. And finally, one of the other large differences is that the aromatase inhibitors are associated with a joint pain syndrome, what we call an arthralgia syndrome, that is reported in variable numbers of women. Depending upon which trial you look at, the numbers are, 15 to 35% of women or so that have this arthralgia syndrome, joint pain syndrome. I actually think that's an underestimate. I think the joint symptoms that women with the aromatase inhibitors have are very common. I think they happen in most of the women who take the aromatase inhibitors. And they can vary from being just a trivial single joint sort of ache or complaint to multiple joints and just totally disabling joint pains.
Do they tend to get worse, get better? What happens with time?
Variable. Their time of onset seems to vary. Some women have them very early on with taking the aromatase inhibitors. Others, the onset is delayed for months. In some women who have the joint symptoms, if they simply continue the aromatase inhibitor, the joint symptoms go away. And in others, they steadily get worse. I think it's very difficult to predict.
Now, if the aromatase inhibitors stop, do the joint symptoms usually go away?
They usually go away, and usually go away fairly quickly. Now, all of the aromatase inhibitors are associated with the joint symptoms. It's my anecdotal experience that the woman that has joint pains with one of them may not be the same woman who has a joint pain with another one. And so sometimes simply changing the aromatase inhibitor makes the joint pains improve or go away. Not always, but there is some experience that that happens. The joint pains otherwise can be very difficult to treat. There isn't a consistent intervention that can be done that seems to work. The usual things we do for joint pains, the anti-inflammatory agents, those sorts of things, don't seem to be terribly effective against these joint pains.
So overall, knowing that we don't have perfect research information and every physician has to do the best they can and try to translate what's out there for the patient, if a woman says to you, can you compare what the likelihood is that my quality of life is going to be adversely affected in a significant way by tamoxifen compared to aromatase inhibitors, knowing that tamoxifen might cause some problems, aromatase inhibitors, it sounds like the joint problem is the most significant quality of life type of symptom. What kind of numbers would you give to a patient?
Well, I think that most of the evidence suggests that the quality of life of the usual woman who takes tamoxifen and the usual woman who takes one of the aromatase inhibitors is actually quite good, and that most of the women don't have meaningful or significant reduction in the quality of their life with either agent. Now, they have symptoms, but the symptoms, hot flashes, joint pains, and so on, while they acknowledge them and are aware of them, for most women, they don't perceptively, at least as they report, impact what they perceive as the quality of their life.